We've won awards, we're kind of amazing, but please do not fear, we're not getting lazy. Here's another great podcast, chocked full of stuff, just in case you rascals hadn't had enough. There's some flags placed in dog poo, suspicious butterflies, some funny instances wherein people have died. If that's not enough, then don't feel forlorn, cause there's also a discussion of some funny names for porn. It's the Comedy Society Comedy Podcast. Comedy Society Comedy Podcast. The Comedy Society Comedy Podcast. Comedy Society Comedy Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Comedy Society Podcast.
Hey!
I'm Loz.
I'm Ed.
Ed's here. Joe's not here yet. He's coming in a bit, I think, isn't he?
I don't care.
Well, we've got a new co-host, so Joe's been gazumped.
You're out, Joe, until you turn up and do a much better job.
Yeah, we won awards.
We did win awards.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I do.
Should we introduce you first, actually?
All right. Yeah.
You're the president.
Yeah, I'm the president, who's not been to one of these yet.
Yeah.
Of the Comedy Society. Yeah. Hey there.
Yeah. Awards.
But we won awards.
Multi-awards.
Multi-awards. The trifecta.
Yeah, what did we get? We've got Best New Society, Best Society, and Dick of the Year.
We didn't get Dick of the Year.
Go on then.
I don't like because I'm quite
Ed got Personality of the Year because he's got more friends than everybody else who was nominated.
That's the thing, it's Personality of the Year. Society's Personality of the Year. But I don't know in what context that should be viewed. Should it be Personality of the Society, or does it mean we think you're great?
Who nominated you? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Clearly not you.
Well, no, it wasn't. I didn't know you could nominate anybody.
I don't know.
Wouldn't have done. Like, don't get me wrong.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I voted for you.
Glad we know where we stand. Did you?
Yeah, I did. Oh. Well, I didn't know anybody else, so I thought.
Charming anyway, as always.
Good week and that. Mm. Anything funny happened? Way well, award-winning Comedy Society, right there.
Genuinely award-winning, though. Yeah. That feels special.
Well, as soon as nothing happened, should we crack on?
Yeah.
Hi, Billy.
Hello.
Billy.
Hello.
So, Billy, what have you got today?
I have got more weird news.
More weird news.
More weird news, because last time I was on, I brought some weird news about Lamb Dog.
Is this going to kill me again?
There may be one which may make you shout, "That's bollocks," again. But first one I've got is... All my news today is from the delightful source that is the Metro.
Oh, the Metro.
And
the Metro is brilliant, because most papers I hate and I don't believe, but everything in the Metro, I'm forced to go, yeah,
Have you seen Lamb Dog?
No.
Well,
I'll just have to.
Basically, right. Some farmer said that a lamb gave birth to a dog, and it's not. It's
oh no, I did see Lamb Dog. Yeah, yeah.
It's just a Westie.
It's a bollocks. It's not true. It's a Westie.
I can't even find the picture of it anymore.
I got well excited about Lamb Dog. So yes, finally, hybrid animals are becoming the norm.
Surely you can do better than
soon,
a lamb dog.
Soon, really. There'll be an actual sheep pig. Babe, you lying bastard.
But yeah, the first story I've got is just the headline is "Man Barks at Dog, Says Dog Started It." And this happened in Cincinnati.
How does he explain that?
But it says, right.
Fuck you, mate.
A dog barking is not him starting a fight, that's him speaking. So the dog is probably trying to have like a nice conversation.
Woof.
I'll give you a fucking woof. Oh, yeah.
It just says, Ryan Stevens has been charged with teasing Timber the police dog after he was found barking and hissing at the animal.
Did he show him a Karamak bar?
Well, I assume he was just on his hands and knees, just going woof. Like that to the dog, and sort of like, but you sort of think it's a bit odd because the policeman would have been with the dog, or this dog's being tied up, and I sort of thought that's dangerous because police dogs are angry animals.
Well, it's bending your back at it.
But,
that is ridiculous.
It doesn't even say... It says he was highly intoxicated.
You'd have to be, wouldn't you?
But it
so
just,
some drunk chicken took offence to a barking dog.
Well, I'd love it if he sort of got a little bit further and went and, like, meowed at a tiger. Ripped his face off.
Hey, chicken! Will he take on harder animals than the dog?
Because they're going to trumpet an elephant.
He says it says he was barking at it through the glass of the police car.
But not even face to face.
No, he was
man enough to have a go at a dog face
well,
to face.
Well, if it's in a car.
No, you come out here. You come out here. I'm not getting in there.
But no, it's just a really short news story. It's just he's going to appear in court on April 21st.
I love the headline: man barks at dog, says dog started it. Can you imagine that? Like in a court of law, you were barking at this dog. Well, he started it.
And what did the dog start? Did he diss him?
I don't know, it says something about his mum.
Yeah, I slept with your wife.
I'd love to see the
you're
dog.
You're a dog! That's sick!
I'd love to see the dog in like, the public gallery in court, like, flicking in the bees.
Well, hey, I don't know what this guy's problem is. All I said was woof.
Another story I've got from Metro News is from Lincoln.
Oh,
we've got a Lincoln, sir. That's where we are!
Wow!
All right, it's called Pooper Man targets dog mess. Using hands-on methods. A Lincoln man, sick of...
Say that again, is that a pooper man?
Pooper man targets dog mess using hands-on method.
That's so good with your voice. Do it again, say pooper man.
Pooper man targets dog mess using hands-on method.
Just the pooper man.
Is this a story pooper about man. A man picking up shit?
Not quite. All right. A Lincoln man, sick of the dog mess in his local area, has decided to take the matters into his own hands and tackle the foul-smelling problem head-on. And what he's doing
head-on.
He's a stick in his face. Essentially... All right. The self-styled pooper man has undertaken the...
Self-styled! Oh, my God!
He called himself that! He called himself pooper man!
I'm pooper man, you can call me, you know... What if his? I bet his name is some shit like Mark.
I don't know.
Mark's not glam enough.
Pooper man. From this day forth, I shall be Pooper Man,
smearing fecal matter all over his naked body. Is that why he's called Pooper Man?
Because he's doing things with poo. And, and he's basically what he's doing is the self-styled pooper man has undertaken the unenviable task of pinning warning notes to dog mess in the area to encourage pet owners to clean up their acts. So he's getting just little sticky notes and just put them on. So you should probably pick this up. And that's essentially what he's doing.
It's not like murder. You go back to the scene of the crime just to see it. Still there then.
I think the CID do that. Like on a corpse, they'll put. You should probably not do this again.
Please,
not murder.
Please don't stab him again. Stop stabbing people with a sticky note.
But like the problem is, apparently, like the council are saying he shouldn't do that because it's littering. And I think that's a bit weird. It doesn't quite work, does it? He's trying to clean up. He's trying to clean up the second most clean city in the United Kingdom. So now we can say Lincoln. Like, I mean, Gotham has Batman. Metropolis has Superman. We've got Pooperman. It's like you know, it works.
It is like a deaf person saying Superman. No, Pooperman. If any deaf people are listening to this, how can you hear? Boom!
You can now say anything about deaf people you want now. Because what can they do?
I think deaf people are also gay.
But no, that's the problem with Metro News. It's they've got bizarre stories, but you want them to elaborate on it, and we just sort of give a very sort of thin veil over things.
Has he got a costume?
I don't know. They haven't even got a picture of him. They've just got a picture of a dog. So this is where dog poo comes from.
That's how good the Metro is. Like, oh, dog poo, let's get a picture of Jack Russell.
It'd be worse if they got a picture of a dog poo.
You know, that dog looks suspiciously like a sheep.
Oh, my God, it's Lamb Dog. But that is me done to the day, because I've got to be at my thing in 3 minutes. So I've got to
cheers, run. Bill.
Yeah, thanks
no
very
worries.
Much, man. Andrew!
One and only.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks yourself, mate.
Yeah, good.
I was saying, today I was looking through on the Darwin Awards. Have you guys ever been on the page before?
The Darwin Awards. Brilliant.
I thought I'd bring along a few of the tales and the best ones I found.
This is an actual Darwin Award book that I've got at home, and apparently these
book of Darwin Awards.
I want to get a copy of that book. There, actually.
There's these like drunk farmers in Poland. But
this can only end well.
Absolutely pissed on, like, Polish vodka. One of them picked up a chainsaw and cut his hand off and went, "Beat that!"
So
how much vodka did he have?
His mate picked up the chainsaw and went, "That's nothing, watch this," and cut his head off.
Did he not think at any point, hang on a minute, this could be getting badly.
That is a hard book. I don't know if it's true or not, but
I want that. That can't be true.
59-year-old Brent L. found a stash of dynamite in his shed in his 5,000 arc ranch. Now, the thing is, he sees this and he's scared for his family, so he puts this second dynamite quite dangerously in the middle of a field, just trying to get away with all safe harm. Right. That was the fine bit. And I'm not joking this. He then takes his shotgun, steps 40 yards away from the dynamite, and blows himself with him.
40 yards?
He just goes, in front of the dynamite, thinking, this can't end badly. Boom.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I've done some stupid things in my life. Some very stupid things.
If you can compare your stupid things to that, and yes, you have done some stupid things.
Of all the people in the Comedy Society to win a Darwin Award, I would imagine it probably would be you, Andrew.
Both your accent and everything.
I remember when I was a kid.
I was at Scouts. there was this wasp nest, right?
Oh, shut off.
I just started humping. And I died.
Ed, can you drink bleach?
I don't know, let's find out. Nope.
I remember when I was a kid, I was at my grandma's caravan park in Morecambe, right? And then this guy found an old World War II bomb on the beach. So instead of sort of like running away and telling the police, he picked it up, right? He carried it through the campsite and then dropped it on reception's desk and went, "I found that on the beach."
Statement.
And they obviously were like, fuck. And
what's his name, Galactus?
It wasn't like, it was just like a shell. Like,
jeez!
No, I would love to see him walking past people going, "What the fuck is he doing?
What are you staring at?"
The bomb squad came and it actually was live, and they had to like literally detonate it to like make it safe.
What would the receptionist say? I'll get someone right on that.
We'll put it in the nice property
Steve,
for now.
Can you come and look at this, please?
Bomb squad to reception. Bomb squad to reception.
This happens all the time. Don't worry, it's more common than you'd think.
See you, everyone. Take care.
Thanks for coming, mate.
Always. Take care, lads.
Boss down. That's amazing!
What?
Do that noise just normally in life. You should just do it more often.
It's Joe time. Can't touch this.
Yeah. Or Super Freak. I prefer the Rick James version. Yeah. I will say it now, I prefer Rick James over MC Hammer. Let it be known!
Get out.
Yeah.
No. You're right. Oh,
that showed me. I'm fine. Hey, yeah, thanks, you.
Yeah, good. Cheers.
Has been an adequate co-host.
Has Billy been in yet?
Yeah.
Have you had the lamb dog update?
There isn't really an update apart. Well, he said that people.
It's the most searched for news story on the metro.
I read that. More than Pooperman.
Pooperman.
Oh God, you missed out on Pooperman.
Tell me we're talking about shit in this podcast as well. After last thing was just
a Lincolnite, right? A Lincoln man.
Yes.
Was walking around putting sticky notes on dog poo in the street, saying, "You should probably clean this up."
And he was. There was somebody who did that on West Parade, and that.
That'll be him.
No. It was different. It was slightly different. It was on that little. It was in that little.
Bother with the sticky note. Just drew it in the poo.
But sticky notes, surely they don't really attach to feces that well. I would have thought.
Staples.
So you saw a dog poo with a note on it.
No, it had a little flag.
It was on like a toothpick where he stuck it. There was a little sign that he stuck it into the shit. Pick this up.
Maybe that will be poop.
Yeah, yeah.
But the little sign is way more efficient than a sticker.
Methods may have evolved. I should assume.
But
the thing
is about just make a mess if you try to stick.
Pooperman is a self-named Pooperman.
Oh yeah, he made that name up himself.
Why would you choose that?
Do you reckon? Is he like? Does anyone know who he is in real life? Do you reckon he like what?
I don't want to know.
He goes to work. He's an accountant. He goes to work, he's an accountant,
Scooperman,
gets home after an awful day, he puts on his cape, just goes finding shit.
He's got a little picture of a turd.
He's
in his
a
cape.
Shit stubber.
he waits for somebody to activate the poop signal
the night sky.
A dump illuminated on the clouds.
Cleveland steamer.
I can see Pooperman being sort of quite counterproductive because now I know he's about, right? I'm going to go and shit in the street.
Just to wave it's come up in his latex outfit.
I get Pooperman.
You should find out where he lives and have a shit in front of his house.
It would make his job easier. He wouldn't have to travel quite as far.
Yeah, he doesn't have to commute. Pooperman, commuter man. I've got him a song.
I came in so we could avoid talking about shit, was why I brought it up.
That was your.
That was my big
sole,
plan.
You know, priority today. I want to be here to steer away from shit.
All right, Ross.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, so you want to know what?
Word.
Word up.
What you got? What you brought in?
This is what I like to call Russ's Superstition Hour. Really superstitious.
You're going to be talking for an hour?
No, not an hour.
Good.
Yeah, but Ross's superstitious 15 minutes isn't quite as catchy.
I don't like seeing you from afar for an hour the way that you talk at that length of time.
Dick.
Welcome along.
Welcome, Prez. Thank you. Yeah, I just always thought, superstitions just always crazy, just stupid.
That's what you brought to the table.
That was Ross's superstitions hour.
Thanks, Ross.
See you next week.
I'm superstitions crazy and shit. Bye.
There's some stupid ones. What did I read? There was one that said once you've had a boiled egg, you've got to crack the bottom of it. So that way the devil will escape or something like that. The devil won't get you.
We've got Jesus in an MRI scan. The devil in an egg.
Did you not?
Imagine ordering deviled eggs and Satan actually climbing out of your meal. Fucking hell.
Cheers, Lucifer.
It's all right.
Very cool.
Hey, your Lucifer impression.
It's all right. Oh, Cockney.
That's Cockneys now.
Oh, how are you doing? I'll be seeing you in 6 to 8 weeks when you die.
After eating them deviled eggs, you don't know where they've been.
One day soon, you won't cook an egg properly, and I'll be there waiting in the bottom of it.
Yeah, anyway, superstition. There's this whole bit about butterflies. Butterflies are apparently the most unluckiest thing ever in this. Especially white ones. Nobody likes them.
Butterflies are unlucky because I've got no friends. I can't get any mates.
I was born.
No one will hug me.
I was born in a butterfly bush in summer.
Oh, fucking hell. I've got such a limp existence as a butterfly.
Oh, true. When I was a caterpillar, everyone loved me then.
I was the cream of the crop. Everyone would ask me to date.
And became all majestic like, and look at me. No one to bask in my ambience.
Fucking butterflies think they're better than everybody else.
They're not, though. They've got no friends. They're unlucky. Yeah!
Yeah, can I read this now?
Yeah.
Apparently, if the first butterfly you see is white, it'll be a rainy summer. Starts nice. But then, if the first butterfly is white, someone will die. Yeah, apparently that's one of them.
Superstition, such bollocks.
Seriously,
if you see this butterfly, you're going to die in the morning.
If a butterfly flies into your house, someone you know will die.
What? Straight away?
No, get away!
Ed, wake up, Ed!
Straight away, or is that sort of in the next 50 or 60 years? That's fine.
Nobody's
some point.
Nobody suspects the butterfly.
I fucking do now.
Okay,
no, a butterfly. I don't want to die.
If a white
bug. Imagine on the death certificate.
But wait, if
how did he die? His mate saw a butterfly last Tuesday.
Oh, but wait, this is even better. If it's white, if a white butterfly enters your house and flies around you, you will die. Could you imagine being that superstitious? Could you imagine your nan going, oh, get them butterflies out here, we're gonna die, we're gonna die, get them out.
So we should not fear global warming.
Butterflies are the next big thing.
The threat of a dying economy, or civil war in Libya,
or the
transpiring elsewhere. We should fear the humble butterfly because of superstition.
Butterflies, they're evil fuckers, man. They'll get you.
They got beef.
They got beef with all of us. If a moth... Oh, God.
Oh, it's the moths now.
Moths. Moths and buff. The white butterflies.
The Lucifer of the butterfly world.
If a moth lands on the mother of a newborn...
The mullet?
No, mother. If a moth lands on the mother...
It's an ugly baby, isn't it?
It's an Irish baby.
Close.
Already got a mullet.
Do you know what happens? The baby will die. So, yeah, be aware of... anywhere dusty, or where butterflies may live, or moths mainly. That's pretty sick, isn't it? Yeah.
In what context is that sick?
Well, someone's gonna die, isn't it? That's pretty bad.
Moths. Sick bastards.
Worse than paedophiles, dickheads.
I saw a butterfly noncing a kid the other day.
Tell you what, I hate
it
to be...
It landed on a child.
He killed it afterwards.
I saw a butterfly and a kid were chasing it. Fucking, we need to get rid of the butterflies, pedo bastards. And news from Guy Ritchie, butterfly.
The butterfly effect, part two. It was Tuesday. I saw a child in the park. I fucking nonced it, didn't I?
Oh. Also, if you capture a butterfly, you will be struck dead. I'm not kidding, it's on here.
Lightning!
I love them butterflies, thank God.
I can't imagine how dangerous it is to be a warden at a butterfly prison, can you? We could go at any moment.
Could you imagine if you're an insect collector? What do you do then? You're fucked, especially the next one. If you see a butterfly at night, you will die.
It's becoming, if you see a butterfly, you're fucked, basically.
Don't look a butterfly in the eye, because it'll fucking shank you.
Shank.
Can a butterfly not be a chav now?
What if someone believed all this shit? Walking down the road, sees a butterfly, goes, ah! Runs into the road and gets run over. Well, and then someone's going, well, it was obviously a white butterfly, wasn't it, that killed it?
That would be proof enough for me, anyway.
What if, like serial killers now start employing butterflies and moths?
It sounds like
they'll never know. They will never know.
It sounds like a bad guy's calling card. Who was it? The butterfly.
Oh, well, people now, like...
No, really was.
Butterfly enthusiasts. <Really was. laughs> Well, butterfly enthusiasts start, like, watching butterflies and go, oh, he flew near him, it's his time. And start, you know, carrying out the deaths. Butterfly reapers. Something to think about there. Food for thought.
On a non-butterfly-related note, I think that's pretty much dead
We've
now.
We've covered enough ground.
Yeah, and that was ground. Yeah, that was enough of crazy superstition. See you later.
See ya.
Sam's here.
Hello.
Hello, Sam.
Hi.
Hello, hi, Sam.
I don't really have anything prepared. You know?
You've drawn a face, that's quite cool.
I've drawn a scary face. I do have something prepared, but I've censored myself and I think it's too inappropriate, even the last time
go on.
I talked about
go poo, for it.
Go on.
And the time before that I talked about willies.
We need to bring the tone down. It's been too dignified so far.
It's just a list of pornography.
A list of pornography.
Well, yeah. I don't want to do it. I'm ashamed of myself.
No, it has to be done now.
Okay.
You've whet our appetite.
Well, pornography, right, is kind of a taboo thing. This is hosted by the University of Lincoln. Pornography is kind of a taboo thing, right, and people don't talk about it. But a lot of people, you know, indulge in pornography. I think that's fair to say. So I was on a website...
red tube.
I just happened to across. I wasn't like looking for anything. Somebody else was using the computer, and I sat down, and there was a website.
It happened to be up. And the website was there as well.
I fell onto the keyboard.
Yeah, this is so weird.
Sorry, carry on.
It's all right. It's just a list of funny things that I found in the kinky fetish section of the website.
Christ.
It's just that they're so badly... They're like titles of things.
Does your girlfriend listen to this?
No, she doesn't exist.
she's a pillow, remember?
She is a pillow with a face on it.
She was there.
That's how we met. I saw her on the internet.
Hey, have you seen this Pond's website? It's really funny.
Is that me or Prince?
That
or
was
Ray
Prince.
Coxon?
That was Prince.
Prince just checking out some. So, never mind.
No, I want to hear. I want to know these.
Okay, these are the ones that I thought were funny. This the, kind of the grammar that I like here. This crazy femdom excite everyone.
What's a femdom?
I don't know.
Do you want to answer that? Is that a trick question?
Pissing the coolest selection, hot carefully. Which is wonderful.
I'm going to watch that video.
Yeah, the coolest selection, hot carefully. Pussy by electricity. Which is good. a huge pile of shit. Shocking scat videos. The nature of pee. Brackets, piss video.
That sounds brackets. Like a documentary.
Yeah. Latex house. Which are just foolish builders, really.
Bad planning.
Let's make this house out of latex.
It's a really safe house. Though.
But what happens when it rains?
I know. Rick Savage.
You can use it as a doghouse.
We've got Rick Savage. Danger. I don't know who Rick Savage is. But I like
is
that.
He in danger? Or is he dangerous?
I don't know. I'm worried it might be a distress signal on the wrong website. This one's not really funny, but I kind of laughed at it. Come in and on girl's mouth.
In and on.
In and on. Only a piss. That's one of them.
That's like a version of Just a Minute. Nicholas Sparks is only a piss.
It sounds so cheeky and fun.
It could be like a porn game show. Only a piss.
The next one I really liked, I don't understand, and I wish I'd gone in and found out what it was, but I'm not a sick pervert. Terminators fuck our cute girls. I don't know what that means. Terminators fuck our cute girls. And it's like...
Take that, Sarah Connor.
Yeah, they come back from the future.
It's like the BNP saying these Terminators are coming over here, fucking our cute girls.
Coming back from the future.
Yeah. There's just another shemale collection.
Just another.
Just casual.
Just another shemale collection.
A place where men are used and abused as sex slaves. That's just completely descriptive.
Bradford.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice. Pregnant and lactating. Only best. None of your tat there. We've got the best just pregnant and lactating.
All that inferior pregnant and lactating. None of that here.
There's one which I thought was funny because it sounded like a mini golf course. It's mega holes.
Do you fall off his chair? That was so funny.
I didn't completely fall off the chair. It was close, but I managed to regain composure at the last minute.
Mega holes, fun one.
Mega holes. I think you probably could get away with You could get away with planning permission calling a golf course mega holes.
But the latex house won't be.
Latex house. There's all kinds of contracting issues of that.
There's one which this sounds more like just a statement. Good piss videos collect. I guess they do.
In a small pool at the bottom.
Yeah. large and natural tits detected. Big collection. There you go. They've been detected. Monsters of jizz.
It's like Monsters of Folk. It's when there was no money in folk music, they.
Yeah.
Imagine that's like an old episode of like Trapdoor or something like that.
Oh, don't ruin that memory for me.
This one I liked because it just sounds funny. Teens versus old men.
Who will win? Wrestling. It's ping pong. It's not dirty at all.
No. There's another place which just sounds like an old folks' home. Mature Land.
The least favourite, like the worst theme park ever, Mature Land.
Mature Land. This one I don't...
Dignified fun.
Don't go too fast.
Yeah.
This one I don't understand what it is.
And the roller coaster just goes round and round, no loops, that's just silly. That's just, come on now.
Yeah, we're mature here. This one I don't understand, but I didn't see what it was, because I think it's better if I don't know. Wrestling Flamingo. There you go. Yeah. House of Piss, again. Builders don't know what they're doing. We have Sup, Spanking Collection. Just like it's conversational. Hello, Sup. Spanking Collection. Tons of variety and Guardcore from Sexy Trannies. A few things there. One, tons of variety. So they're like juggling and shit. And Guardcore, I assume, is like gardening hardcore. Alan Titchmarsh and stuff. There's also sci-fi alien porn.
Yeah. Sci-fi alien porn,
and this horny nurses will make you feel better. There you go.
Well, that's kind of their job, isn't it?
This horny
it's the
nurses.
Least you'd expect from them, whether they're horny or not.
That is the least I'd expect from this horny
I've
nurses.
I've never heard someone say horny or not in a posher way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what I did with my time. I looked at porn, but didn't even wank.
Well, the thing is, that's... You could feel a little bit better about it, like, this is research. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Oh, this is research for the podcast, so it's morally justifiable. Yeah.
I think it degrades women.
But no. if humour's the cause, then anything goes.
I think it degrades women, but that's good, because that's what I get off on.
Yeah.
Terrible person, Sam Chaplin.
Boom, boom, boom. The Comedy Society Comedy Podcast was presented by Loz Whittaker and Ed Carfrae, and this week featured Billy Keeble, Andrew Kingdom, Ross Ellis, Sam Chaplin, who also does the song bits, and Joe Lawrence. The podcast was hosted by Lincoln University. That was the Comedy Society Comedy Podcast. Comedy Society Comedy Podcast. Down. Podcast.
Right.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. I forgot.
That was the
boom, ba, ba, boom,
boom, ba, ba, boom,
boom.
The Comedy Society.
I'm saying bum.